It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 26th, 1960, IBM sent out a press release on its IBM 7030, otherwise known as the Stretch Supercomputer. The $10 million and up class computers are the world's fastest and most powerful. They were similar to the Stretch Computer, which IBM completed for the Atomic Energy Commission in Los Alamos, New Mexico. 1983, Tandy introduced the TRS-80 Model 4 computer with a 4 MHz Z-Log Z80A processor. Price was $1,000 or $2,000 if you wanted the 64 kilobit RAM and two 180 kilobit 5.25 floppy drives. And in 1999, eBay announced an agreement to acquire Butterfield & Butterfield, an auction house best known for antiques and fine art. Also in 1999, last release of the Nemesis, an operating system designed by the University of Cambridge, University of Glasgow, the Swedish Institute of Computer Science, and Citrix Systems was made public. Red Hat Linux 6.0, the Hedwig, was released. And the 13th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, the Chernobyl virus erased disk drives and hard drives and throughout Asia and Europe. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, U.S. Senators Joe Lieberman and Herb Kohl introduced the Media Marketing Accountability Act, governing legislation intended to give the Federal Trade Commission authority to prosecute those in the entertainment industry who market adult-rated products to children. 2002, federally recognized U.S. Indian tribes become eligible to register under the .gov top-level domain, and JavaScript 2.0 Draft 4 was released. 2008, AOL purchases Flea Flicker, a pay fantasy football site. And after 4 months in jail with no charge, Saudi blogger Fouad Al-Farhan was freed after an online campaign was launched. 2009, an Oklahoma City man threatened on Twitter to turn a tax protest into a massacre. Because of that, the FBI arrested Daniel Knight Hayden, otherwise known as Citizen Quasar. And this became the first federal prosecution based on posts made via social networking. And also in 2009, Qualcomm and Broadcom enter into their patent litigation, where Qualcomm would pay Broadcom $891 million. 2013, European scientists determined that the Earth's core had a temperature of 6,000 degrees Celsius, 1,000 degrees hotter than previous calculated. A sensor array was developed in which was sensitive to touch and pressure. This could pave the way to the new prosthetics, which could feel and gauge grip. Also in 2013, AT&T gets into the home security and monitoring service, and Betaworks, the owners of Dig, purchase Instapaper. And in 2014, after years of speculation, copies of E.T. the Extraterrestrial and other Atari games were dug up in a landfill in New Mexico. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.